We have three very interesting presentations today, and I very much would like to have question and answer time at the end of these presentations so that you can interact with the speakers as well. That requires us to start reasonably on time and to stay on time during the presentation so that you do indeed have some time at the end for that interaction, and then lunch, of course. So I appreciate your cooperation in that. There are some handouts, too. Those will be brought to you in the seats. So without further ado, I want to introduce our first speaker. That's Bill McClung. And let me just tell you that I've told each of them that they can tell me how they'd like to be introduced. So they're responsible for this, and you can challenge them on their credentials if you'd like afterwards. And Bill is a San Antonio record collector who is fascinated with the richness and unexpectedness of post-war independent labels. He collects only 78s because he believes living only one obsession at a time, something you may appreciate. So, Bill McClung.
Thank you very much. I'm here this morning to demonstrate that good things can come from addiction. I'm an addict. And I'm addicted to 78 RPM records produced after World War II. Doesn't get me a lot of respect, but I'm an addict, so I don't care. This is complicated further by the fact that I'm addicted to 78 RPM records produced after World War II in Texas. So it's a double whammy. And we're gonna start here. Sorry, is the screen on? Okay, when you think of Texas music in the 1940s and 50s, most people think of country. And there's a lot of country to be done, certainly. So we'll start there. The Gulf label was the first Texas post-war label, 1946. Didn't last very long, but it had some good songs. I was gonna play this one for you, but I've got a better one, so if you'll start. And while the song's playing, we're going to look at other country Texas labels. This is one of the finest songs ever produced anywhere. It's called Benzedrine Blues. This is the original one. And this is from Ted Daffin. Milton Brown's brother.
Crutches down, so come on, Paul, let's go to town. I feel just like a kid again. We'll buy ourselves a limousine, a brand new tube of Benzedrine, and roll, roll, roll on down the line.
if you go to heaven, you won't like it because it won't be Texas.
Dance all night. It gives you atomic energy. Won't you try a tip from me? Just one strip and you'll agree. You roll, roll, roll on down the line. On down the line.
On down the line.
On down the line. Just take a pill and roll on down the line.
A lot of country labels. What you'll see during this presentation is a real interest in the Spanish language 78s. And you're also going to see that genres are not hard and fast. This is a country song written by Hank Williams, done by a big band. The first chorus is in Spanish. The second chorus is in English. And we'll hear that later. There's an amazing interplay between the Spanish and the English. So, there's so much more than a country. There's animal calls. One from Fort Worth, one from Marble Falls. One of the Burnham brothers still lives, and this company still exists today. There's advertising. This was advertising vanilla ice cream. Hank Thompson sang the praises of pesticides. Which were actually banned in the 80s, these two were. Leon Payne did an advertisement for Austex Chili in Austin. There's also this is a, Dan was running for a sheriff. So this is a campaign advertising song from Dalhart. There was also Big Band. You had Ted Fiorito in Dallas. Hugh Fowler had a big orchestra in Dallas. I'm sorry. Buck Roberts in Austin. And the Miller Brothers were from Wichita Falls, but they recorded in Dallas and also Wichita Falls. There was also Dixieland. And I love this one. Mr. Winkler was actually a polka band guy, but he also had a Dixieland band on the side. This is Naki Parker and two other members of the Light Crust Doughboys. And they did a series of these for Techstar. And there really was real jazz. Peacock had a short-lived series. I think it numbered 4 issues. Phineas Newborn, Al Gray, and David Van Dyke. And now let's go to church. Here's the next song.
Well, satisfied with you. I'm satisfied with you. Well, you know you said you would be my comfort, and you said you would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands.
One of my favorite labels.
I looked at my feet, and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Oh, satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
Yes, I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus. Well, you know, he said he would be my comfort, and he said he would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands looked blue. I looked at my feet, and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
You know the Lord moves in mysterious ways.
What would you do?
His wonders to perform. Well, he plants his feet on every sea, and then he rides with every storm. Well, he fixed my feet for running, Lord, and in my eyes he opened up wide. And he fixed my tongue so I could say, praise God, I'm satisfied.
Oh, satisfied.
Satisfied with
yes,
Jesus.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
Well,
he said he would be my comfort, and he said he would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands looked blue. I looked at my feet and made it too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Well, it was way down yonder.
yonder in the valley, boys, I was wandering all alone. And it was there I met my Jesus. Well, you know, I claimed him for my own. Well, he put his arms all around me there, and then he drew me up to his side.
Oh, yes, I'm satisfied. Oh, Lord, satisfied with Jesus.
Satisfied
with Jesus.
Well, he said it would be my comfort,
and he said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. I looked at my feet and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied. Satisfied with Jesus. Oh, satisfied with Jesus. Said he would be my comfort, and he said he would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Yeah. In Texas, there is also a lot of blues. One of my favorites is this one by Zuzu Bolan. It featured Fathead Newman on saxophone on this one. This is a late Peacock label. This is from Abilene. Eddie's was a record store in Houston that did several discs. This is Royalty from Paris, Texas. We'll hear more from the Paris, Texas people in a bit. This is also Houston. And there was one on the Lightning label. This is a four-hand piano duet that Slim does not play on, but it's his company, so he put his name on it. One of the early versions of Sweet Home Chicago, Little Junior Parker. The vocal is by Kenneth Threadgill, one of Janis Joplin's mentors when she went to UT Austin. Joe Turner's everywhere. Famous had a series of records done by blind blues singers. That's where the blind troubadours comes from. From Gainesville. Macy says she wrote that one. San Antonio. Gatemouth Brown's first record on Peacock. Actually, the first Peacock record on Peacock. Again, the Spanish influence. This is Ideal Record Number One, and it's a blues. And it's performed in the style of the pre-war blues tradition with accordion and bass guitar. Lucky Seven from Houston. Duke, this is an answer to Sam Cooke's You Send Me. It's the same melody, just different words. We're now into the R&B part of the program. Joe Hinton was a formal gospel singer, and Backbeat was a part of a Peacock Duke. And then there's Western Swing. There's not that much Western Swing on Texas labels for some reason. What there is good, but there's not that much Western Swing. This is a guy that worked in West Texas for years and years. This is actually Western Swing from Harry Schultz. Harry spent time in West Texas and developed some really nice Western Swing licks. And again, the Spanish, here's a Spanish version of a Bob Wills song, Silver Bells. And then the Spanish continues. This is a swing record that's got scat singing in the middle of it. And again, a calypso version. Anybody know the other name that Baldemar is known as? Freddie Fender. So these were Freddie Fender's first songs. And now we're gonna play that song I talked about before, the Hank Williams song, and we're gonna look at some Spanish labels as we do it. Thank you.
no temo yo. No mentirías tanto como lo haces tú. No digas más, no creo en tu falsedad. No te ausentarás tanto como lo haces tú. No volvería.
That one has a to and from on it. If you wanted to sing it to somebody, you could put this to and from.
Si tú me amarás tanto como te amo yo.
The sophistication came from the Spanish half of the labels. Are there more genres? Yes, there are. There's college fight songs. We have Baylor. We have SMU. Texas A&I in Kingsville. And Texas Tech before it was a university. There's choral. We have the Denton Civic Boy Choir. We have the Texas State Baptist Student Union Choir. We have the Oak Cliff Lions Club. And we have instructional. We have, this was a label teaching, this label from Dallas teaching dance steps. And these are actually 12-inch 78s teaching the different instruments in an orchestra, which is pretty cool. Texans love their Christmases, especially fantasy labels like White Christmas, because we never see any. Oops. One from Lubbock. One from Dallas. One from Luling. Microphone. Marathon. This one actually appears in two versions. In one version, the vocal is sung in a Czech, and then there's an English version as well. And my favorite, On Blue Moon from Seminole. And just as Texans like their Christmases, they also like their party records. Bozo St. Clair was the master of ceremonies at the Town Lounge Club in Houston, and he did a series of these. One of my favorites is Woody Woodpecker. Anybody knows how this one goes besides David? So basically, Woody pecked so hard that his pecker got sore, and you can take it from there. Allspice is from Paris, Texas. These are more bawdy than anything, but they're a series of Allspice records sung by Dale Belmont. And the same people in Paris actually did party records. They did Zip, and they did Zest. And note the precision cutting around the edge of the label. That's how you identify a one of their, and here's one without a label name, but it's them anyway. And you also know this is them because they use their Swing with the Stars label to do party records too. They were an interesting outfit. You also had people that made their own records. Buster D's in Houston. This was a set of two records, and it actually came in an album. It's the only album I've ever found of Texas label stuff so far. Buster D's was in movies in the early 30s and lived in Houston for a long time. So he has his name on there one time. Leela has her name on here twice. And Richard has his name on here twice. This is one of my favorite labels of all time. The music is atrocious, but the label is really good. Mr. Harvey has his name on here three times. Udi Bowman, who wrote 12th Street Rag, has his name on here three times. But the champion is Snuffy Smith, who has his name on here four times. He wins. There was a lot of pop. This is also Paris, Texas label. This song tells the story of how Mr. Bach and Mr. Boogie finally got along. This is a homage to Girls in Short Shorts. And this is a Terry Shand record. This is still all pop stuff. Gainesville, San Antonio. And this is our friends in Paris again. And Spanish label pop. This is a big band version of Rag Mop. Here's Que Sera Sera. And Slowpoke. Square dance music, a lot of square dance. On the square dance songs, one side has the calls, the other side just has the song itself. Bel Air is a suburb of Houston. Dude did some square dance records. J-Bar L's from Dallas. This is from Houston. And Kilgore. I don't even go there. Don't even ask why they did that one. Houston again. And Houston. And my favorite design label for square dance is the Blue Star. If you have square dance, you gotta have polka. This is Fort Bend County Records, where Rosenberg was. The Czech and the German and the Spanish polkas all intermingle, and they're fascinating. This is San Antonio, the guy that had the Dixieland band before. Hummingbird was from Waco. This is Herbie Remington, who played with Bob Wills for a long time. This is Sheb Woolley. This song is actually in polka mode. Anybody know what Sheb Woolley's greatest hit was? Pro People Eater, yes. But before then, you have another San Antonio. And a lot of Spanish polka records. This is Flaco Jimenez as a teenager doing his first records. And you have Cajun, another language that is spoken in Texas. Harry Schoetz recorded a lot of different Texas labels before his untimely death at a young age. More Cajun. And Zydeco. This is an organ. This is actually played entirely on an organ by Lightnin' Hopkins. He told Mr. Quinn that the name of the song was a Zydeco, but Mr. Quinn didn't write it down. The title makes no sense at all. And Let the Good Times Roll. And for the last genre, we have some rock and roll. Please, And let's see if you can identify this rock and roll artist. This is Big Mama Thornton's first song, first recording.
Okay, I think we can bring that down. It's good.
Freddie Fender, that was Baltimore Huerta. Freddie Fender. Yep,